The family at the heart of the TLC reality show Sister Wives is moving to Flagstaff.
I believe in living this lifestyle. It just makes each of us better.
I think we have something really awesome. I wouldn't want anything else.
I like Sister Wives. I wanted the family. I didn't just want the man.
Seems like destiny. Like we should have all been together from day one.
Love should be multiplied, not divided.
The show follows Cody Brown and his four wives, who openly practice polygamy, even though it is not legal in the U.S. The family has been at the center of much of the conversation around polygamy laws. They moved from Utah to Nevada in 2010 following an investigation on them. Then in 2013, they filed a lawsuit saying that Utah's bigamy laws were unconstitutional, and they won until the decision was overturned by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. To help us better understand the laws around this now that the family is moving to Arizona, here is KJZZ Sarah Ventry. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, Lauren.
So let's clear this up. Polygamy is not legal in this country. Is it different in Arizona than anywhere else?
Yes and no. Yes, you're right. Polygamy is illegal all over the country, including Arizona. It's actually specifically mentioned in the Arizona Constitution, which says polygamous or plural marriages or polygamous cohabitation are forever prohibited within this state. Forever. So it's illegal to be married to more than one person. But in Arizona, that means actually having a legal marriage to more than one person. I talked about this with Claudia Work. She's an attorney in Phoenix, and she specializes in family law and unmarried cohabitation.
Under the state of Arizona and most states in the United States, there's something more than just the exchanging of vows that's necessary for a marriage to become legal. Most states require a marriage license to be issued.
So that would mean you're not actually breaking the bigamy laws unless you go through a second legal marriage. Now, with most people, that's not the case. Typically, when someone is in a polygamous relationship, they have one legal marriage, and then the other marriages are spiritual. So they have religious significance or personal significance, but they have no legal bearing. But in Utah, cohabitating with people who you claim to be your spiritual spouse is actually illegal. Mm-hmm. And the penalty there is harsher than it is in other places. So critics of the law say that, you know, this is oppressive and it's specifically designed to go after people like fundamentalist Mormons, like the Browns, who practice plural marriage.
So this is why the Browns left Utah?
Not exactly. So the most intense part of the law in Utah didn't go into effect until last year. But the Browns left following an investigation on them before that happened related to their plural family. So they've spoken very publicly on the show about how detrimental they believe this law is. And they even actually went to Utah to participate in a demonstration at the state capitol against this law, which they thought might actually put them at risk of being arrested by being there and being out and open and public about who they were, but they were not actually arrested.
So are people actually prosecuted simply for practicing polygamy?
It's a complicated question. So yes, people are prosecuted, and there is a history of the state and the feds going after communities like the community in Short Creek, home of the FLDS Church on the Utah-Arizona border. But my understanding is that now it's not very common for someone to be prosecuted simply for practicing polygamy. The people who are in favor of these kinds of laws against polygamy in Utah, they'll say those laws are there for the protection of people like kids, to make sure that if someone is committing another crime like child abuse, they can also be prosecuted for polygamy. But people like the Browns and others who advocate for the legalization of polygamy say these laws have the opposite effect, that it drives people underground and they're less likely to report abuse when it happens because they're in an illegal institution to begin with. And so they might face prosecution on top of this other thing that they're reporting. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, people like the Browns would also say polygamy doesn't cause these abuses. There are bad people like Warren Jeffs, who's the prophet of the FLDS Church, that perpetuate these abuses under the guise of polygamy. But it's not the family structure that's the problem. So I asked Claudia Work about whether the passage of laws like the one in Utah lead to more prosecutions. She said that there is no uptick, but that it's also really hard to know how many people are actually prosecuted for something like this.
And the problem with finding out how common it is to prosecute people, unless it makes the news or unless it is appealed up to a higher court, most people are never going to know who's being prosecuted.
But that doesn't change the fact that people are nervous about it. So public figures like the Browns and others who are public or who are on television in their, you know, polygamous family structure are nervous about it. And in some cases, people who are not that public are still nervous about it. There were people in the community of Short Creek on the Utah-Arizona border who I spoke with who were hesitant to talk to me or who wouldn't talk to me on the record because they lived on the Utah side of the line and they knew that being in a polygamous relationship means that they could potentially face jail time by disclosing who they were.
Wow. So we know why the Browns moved to Utah. Any sense of why they're moving here to Arizona?
Not quite. So they haven't really said. Some information is supposed to be posted in a video on TLC.com, possibly today. For now, the family just told People magazine that they are looking for a slower paced life and they want to enjoy the mountain air, which that last part is something that Phoenicians can probably relate to a lot.
Right now, yeah. All right, we'll keep watching the newest reality stars in the state then. And that's KJZZ's Sarah Ventry keeping us up to date. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lauren.